couple positions down and go from there.
Do you look at this as a big opportunity for you to – I mean, obviously there's a bunch of tackles down here, but I mean, you're still playing first with the first
most
team.
Most definitely, right? If I can, you know, back up more than one position, that makes me more valuable. So,
how much have you played guard and how much have you played tackle in the past?
I played a lot of both. I mean, last couple of days I've been playing tackle, but for the most part I've been playing guard here. But I played a lot of tackle and guard both in my career. So.
Do you have a preference?
You know, I mean, there's good and bad things about both, you know. So
what's it like when, you know, one day you're a guard, next day you're a tackle? What's the adjustment?
You know, just set lines and, you know, again, the plays are a little different. You got to know the offense a little different. You got to take different sets, different aiming points. So
what'd you start your career out as?
Where at?
Yeah, like when you first joined the NFL.
Green Bay.
Yeah,
guard and tackle. I backed up both guard and tackle when I was in Green Bay.
What do you think you've showed them so far that they have trust you to, you know, be that first team left tackle for now at least?
You know, I just that maybe they can count on me. You know, just, you know, come out here and something happens, I can be accountable and go in there and perform at an optimal level.
How do you think the system kind of fits what you do then?
You know, I think
it's probably a little different than some of the stuff you've done in the past.
You know, I think it requires like probably a more athletic guy. You know, you got to be in pretty good shape. You know, we run a lot of no huddle, move the ball pretty quick. You know, so you got to be able to, you know, have good wind and you know, run around. So,
were you surprised when you found yourself filling in for Peters?
You know, it was an adjustment at first, but hey, it's an opportunity, and I'm trying to take advantage of it.
How much does the coaching staff preach versatility with all the offensive linemen?
You know, they haven't said much, but, I mean, that's just realistic, you know. If you can do more, the more you can do, the better you are, better off you are. So.
What is it like watching a guy like Peters go about his business every day?
You know, he's a good one to learn from. He's impressive. You know, I love watching him. I love watching him play. You know, I try to learn things, you know, help my game out too. So,
what does he do compared to the rest of the league? What makes him stand out?
You know, I think just as a veteran and he's not afraid to come out here and work. You know, I think I like that about him, you know. So,
what are some of the things he said? It looked like he was, even though he wasn't participating, was talking to a lot of you guys during one-on-ones. What are some of the
just,
tips
you know, if work on your set, you know, just think different things you need to do, your set, your hands, you know, turning too quick, you know, stuff like that.
Thank you.
Any stuff you're still working on? You've been in the league a while.
Do what?
Anything specific you're still working on?
Hey, I'm always working, you know, on my craft. You know, I think, you know, transition from guard and tackle, you know, there's definitely a lot of different sets that you got to take. And then, again, you're different dealing with a guy at speed on the outside and you're dealing with a guy that's more power on the inside. So,
have you worked on the right side at all during camp?
No, I haven't.
Just a left guard, left
pretty much
guard.
Left.
Okay. I think so.